This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Location at Hustfest, and if you're Norwegian, you say it like that, Hustfest, right? I learned that. I've been around enough Norwegians to know I have probably more German than Norwegian in me, but I know Hustfest, by golly. And don't say Hustfest. Do you ever hear people say Hustfest, Todd? You know, you're like, where are you from? Do you know if you say Hustfest, the translation of that in Norwegian is coughing, like hacking. So, you know, that'd be the Hillary Clinton would call this Hustfest, right? Not Hustfest. Nobody got that. Todd Manny didn't. They're right now thinking about the weekend. Aren't you guys? Yeah.
I was just there and I had like eight different ways of saying it. But the common theme, though, if you say host fest, you're definitely doing it wrong.
Yeah, exactly
right. We all agreed on that.
So Hillary Clinton says, as far as I know. Host means coughing, and she hacks a lot. Hacking, you know, coughing, that kind of deal. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, hey, how are you, friends? We are ready to roll, and we have a busy program today. We really do. We have a lot going on. So this first half hour, I want to just get what's on your mind right out of the chute. So you can dial us up on the program at 800-228-0550. I see James is already waiting to chat. That's great. 800-228-0550. He's going to tell us what's on his mind. We also welcome your text. You can text Todd. He gets real lonely. Like today, you know, he's not at his best. He's back in the studio, and I feel bad for him. So I like it when you text him and let him know what you're thinking. And some people call and say, you know, like Hennon's an idiot, and that's fine. You know, you could be.
We can
turn the text line into the hate Hennon line anytime we need to. So just to give us your unvarnished criticism, we don't mind, or feedback, whatever you want, right there at 701-226-8503, okay? You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Have you checked them out on Facebook lately? I'd really encourage you. There's some great videos going around about all the different ways oil products are used. It really is. So check it out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. One of the reasons I'm very frustrated with the whole way of thinking of the people that oppose the Dakota Access Pipeline, right? Because they're on iPhones taking photos themselves, posting selfies, doing, you know, protest, you know, a rant of the day, right? No oil, no iPhone, okay? How did they get there? Yeah. Many of these folks, as you know, all of the arrests have, not all of, 85% by my latest count of the arrests have been from people that don't have a North Dakota address. Out-of-staters, professional protesters mostly. And, you know, how'd they get here? They drive, they fly. There you go. So it is. And by the way, spent some time in Bismarck on my way through up to Minot yesterday. A growing sense of frustration on the lack of any resolution to this. There needs to be a resolution to this. Now, the professional protesters don't want a resolution. The people harassing farmers and ranchers don't want a resolution. They love this. They're doing this. This is fun. This is a great time. They don't care that there's union workers sitting in hotels making nothing. Could care less about the unions and the workers. They don't care about the rule of law and the $3.8 billion invested in this program to get it done, all done lawfully. Go read 58 pages of Judge Boasberg's ruling on this from beginning to end and see the amount of work done. Every goofy thing you've heard and been alleged by these individuals, proven wrong in a Obama administration appointee judge, 58 pages worth of all the consultation, of all the discussion, of all the process. Right there, $3.8 billion. So the facts are what they are. I'm done talking about them. I really am. Because if you don't know the facts by now, you don't want to know the facts. You want to be a professional protester. You want to be, oh, water is life. So is energy. So is energy. And the water is not threatened here. Not by the newest technology in a pipeline ever. It's not. It's not about that. It's about fossil fuels. It's about radical, green, extremists. using, and I use that term intentionally, using and abusing the Standing Rock suit trap. Because guess what? When these folks leave and get back in planes and cars fueled by energy, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is left with a mess. And that's the sad part of all this. So where's the resolution? Governor Dalrymple, where's the resolution? Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, where's the resolution? Congressman Kramer, where is it? County Commission members in Morton County, well, you know, tell you what, Morton County is bearing a lot of the brunt of this. The law enforcement brunt, which is, by the way, also coming from their fellow men and women of law enforcement all across the state. Costs are adding up every day. Ridiculous amount of money being lost here. We need a resolution. Pound the table. Get people around. Find some solutions. Wake people up. Enough already of the movie Groundhog Day, where every single day is the same thing. Another wacky protest. More people threatened. A story out there today that I saw, you know, a young man, he's an oil field worker, bought some property out there, has young kids, being threatened. Being threatened. I've heard stories of protesters jumping on the pickups of folks that are taking off. People in yards taking pictures. It is lawlessness, it is thuggish behavior, and it needs to end now. Absolutely needs to end now. Where is the resolution here? It needs to be found. Now you know what's on my mind. I want to know what's on yours, whether it's that or anything else. Lay it on us today. Here's what we have in the way of guests on the program. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Kurt Pearson, who's from the Basin Electric Power Cooperative. They are our host here today. Smell the cookies. You'll find your way to us at HusFest, okay? And a lot of things going on in the energy world. I can't wait to talk to Basin. Big employer and a very integral part of the energy. We're here, of course, with all the rural electric cooperatives as well. Great folks. Steve Hallstrom is one of our ace sports guys and also a host of our morning show in Fargo. He is down at Hazelden for the Ryder Cup and caught up with the most famous North Dakotan on the planet, a guy by the name of David Johnson. You hear this story? He was the guy out watching the practice round and sees Justin Rose and some others come up and ends up sort of interacting with them and ends up taking the putt that they couldn't make. It was hilarious. You're going to hear from David Johnson, Mayville, North Dakota, today on the program. We're going to talk with Jerry Doan. He is the chairman of the NDRA Finals Rodeo that's happening this weekend in Bismarck. God bless them. You know what they're doing? They're honoring local police, sheriff, and firefighters. I'm so glad they're doing that. I want you to know about it. And then we're going to talk with Clint Hill, one of the presenters here at HusFest, a member of the Kennedy family Secret Service detail, author of a number of books, riveting author. Newest book is Five Presidents. We'll meet him and his co-author today. And then the Indian and the white guy are going to be here. And if anybody can solve this whole mess of you know, the Dakota Access Pipeline, get the Indian on one side and the white guy on the other, right? Williams and Ree will be here. We'll try and solve it with a little humor today on the program. I'm throwing it at him, coming up before we're done. So all that and more right here on What's on Your Mind. Let's start with James, who's on the road waiting to chat. James, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah. Good morning, Scott. I just want to thank you for your show. I absolutely agree with everything you have said, and I actually found a resolution, and I've been wanting to call and say it for a little while. You know, what's going on in the politics and Standing Rock and all that, it's chaos, and it looks out of control. And the Lord, believe it or not, he's got it in control. I don't know why he isn't acting yet, but he will. But the resolution that I find is, if my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will look to the heavens to forgive their sins and heal their land. And our land needs to be healed. Black, white, Native American, whatever. That's the resolution. And I like the faith-based part of your show. And you had people on yesterday about abortion and stuff like that. And I mean, that's the solution. Everyone's fighting everyone.
Well, I think anytime you're sitting down and having a conversation and trying to find a way, you know, and by the way, there are Dakota Access Pipeline protesters who are peaceful, who are prayerful, who are going about this the right way. Unfortunately, they have been overtaken by people that have a very different agenda, so they don't win the day. But there are many people that are doing just exactly what you're suggesting about this, and I'm glad. I really am glad. And also just in general, what does it hurt to pray? Even if, you know, somebody listening is like, does it work, does it not? Well, give it a shot. And whether it's this situation or the election or whatever, I'm with you completely. Yesterday's conversation was not about abortion. It was about people who said, okay, there's something we don't like, and now we're doing something about it. We're actually doing 40 days, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to pray. Now, in this case, obviously, you're right. They don't like the idea that, you know, abortion is legal in this country, so they pray about it. But it was less about, you know, the problem and more about a solution, which I love. Give me the resolutions here. Ted in Fergus Falls, you got one?
Hang on. Hang on a second.
Hang on a second.
Well, I was listening to you. So, first-time caller, retired farmer of 44 years, retired, debt-free. Common situation here. Same thing as out in Arizona where they had trouble with borders and whatever. Well, guess what? Instead of all these highway patrolmen, all this stuff, they had two men, one guy driving a truck,
hang on, Ted, do me a favor. Hang on. We're up against a break here. We'll finish your thought on the other side. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Cattlemen, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota is holding their 11th annual meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. The featured speakers are Dr. Harwood Schaefer, research professor at the Ag Policy Analysis Center, University of Tennessee, speaking on the state of agriculture today. RCAF CEO Bill Bullard, speaking on trade and checkoff issues. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Dr. Susan Keller, state veterinarian. All cattlemen are invited to attend. For registration and information, contact Larry Knev, 220-6102.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We're in Minot. We're host fest today. Get a chance to stop by and say hi. We'd love to have you say hello, as some gentleman just did. Works for law enforcement, actually the sheriff's office, and he said, I travel a lot and I listen to this program and I appreciate your support of law enforcement. Well, that is one darn nice thing to say, so thank you for that. We appreciate that very much, and what we do is easy, because we get behind the microphone and say, hey, thank you. Remember these guys. They do a lot of good work. What you do is run in to burning buildings, run in to the place that might be filled with a hostage situation or a bad guy. Or the rest of us go the other way. We run away from trouble. You run into trouble. And so we appreciate you, wherever you are. Thanks for saying hello. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Best deal ever. Right now. A four-pack special, $99.98. So four pillows. Two of them are the premium creme de la creme pillows. And two travel pillows. Go anywhere. $99.98. It's a savings of $179. Can't even believe it. Our best deal ever. So check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Back to Ted in Fergus Falls. You were starting to tell us a story. Ted, go ahead.
Yeah, getting back to control of borders or whatever, we appreciate our sheriff's department, our police department, our fire department in Fergus Falls very much. They're very fine people, and they work hard. And I hate to see them abused, and you can eliminate all that problem, just like they did in Arizona when they had problems with border patrols and stuff. They had two guys, one guy driving a truck, one guy running a hose, and they sprayed the protesters with a product similar to skunk spray. And that would stay on these people for up to 7 to 10 days, and they eliminated their problem in a matter of minutes. And once it gets sprayed, you can tell who in the heck your protester is real easy. You don't have to take license numbers or anything. And I'm just thinking, you know, a common sense approach is pretty darn simple here. We're wasting.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that law enforcement, that government officials, all the way down, have been overly careful, and I would argue too nice, right? Because what you have is nobody saying, gosh, they're being nice. They flame up every situation. They lie. Latest example being, oh, there's a plane over there dropping mustard gas and tear gas on us. And they send that all over to, you know, recruit some more crazy people to come from across the United States. And it's a crop duster. And actually what the crop duster was pointing out was vegetable oil at the time, because there was a helicopter within, you know, close proximity that was part of the pipeline operation, that he wanted to say, hey, make sure you see me here. And, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, even the dogs. This dog situation has become an obsession of reporters locally and a big story nationally. And, again, none of it happens. No encounter with a dog happens at a construction site but for people breaking down a fence and lawlessly trespassing, whatever it was, half a mile, towards the bulldozer. That's why there was an encounter with the dogs, who, by the way, the dogs got the brunt of the situation. We have video now of one of the person who took a fence post up illegally and smashed the head of the dog. That's why the dog was all bloody. So, they're trying to be nice, to take your point, Ted. They're trying to be gingerly about this, and it doesn't do any good anyway. Crack down. Stop lawlessness.
Exactly.
Regardless of the color of somebody's skin, regardless of what you're trying. I mean, law and order needs to be restored, period. There should be no rules. There shouldn't be any, by no rules, I mean no special treatment. Enforce the laws that we have. Go by the normal rules that apply to anybody else. Kevin Cramer, Congressman Cramer, told us on Wednesday, somebody was trying to camp on some core land and was immediately thrown off the land. Well, guess what? We have an illegal encampment still, despite the Corps saying, look, we'll permit you the ability to be here with some rules, but here's where you have to go. They're still where they're not supposed to be.
Well, so, pictures on TV show that they've virtually trashed some of that area, and they've got campfires and all this junk. And, I mean, you can't camp out there without making a mess. And if I was a crop duster, I'd be spraying them big time with this skunk spray.
Well, again, I don't know whether I'd use skunk spray, honestly, but I would arrest people who've, done what they've done. Has the protester that was dragging a security worker 100 yards been arrested? Have all the individuals that charged onto the land that provoked the cybersecurity workers? Have they been arrested? Anybody that is in the middle of this ought to be arrested, no doubt about it. And besides that, I mean, that's just letting law enforcement do what law enforcement should do. Besides that, in my mind, if I'm Governor Dalrymple, and I realize that Governor Dalrymple and state officials are waiting for the federal government because this is their mess, right? They approved this. This is on federal core land. But look, you will wait until you're blue in the face for the federal government to fix it, and they don't want to fix it. They want it to drag out. So therefore, you're going to just have to take this into your own hands and do this and enforce the laws of the state of North Dakota. Yeah, I wouldn't sleep until there is a meeting of the minds, people around the table, and a resolution in play, and everybody held accountable every minute of every day. This is getting absolutely ridiculous. I'm tired of hearing stories from ranchers and farmers. I'm tired about product not being able to get to market from harvest. I'm tired of harassment of people in school buses and lawless thugs running around jumping into pickups of people that mean no harm to anybody. This needs to end. It's just getting darn ridiculous. It really is. And I don't, you know, I hear your solution, Ted, on the skunk spray, but I don't know if that's the one, but just enforce the law, right?
You know, if I was a voter in North Dakota, I'd surely not forget this when Hiding Heidi comes up for election again. I mean, where the hell is this woman? She's got a big mouth otherwise, any liberal stuff, and this is ridiculous. Her and Dalrymple, I don't know if they're camping together or what, but they, all of a sudden you don't see them. You don't hear from them.
I'm amazed that more people are not holding Heidi Heitkamp accountable. She is totally checked out on this issue, hiding, not in the middle of it, nothing. And realize it's a political loser. I realize her numbers are tied to Hillary Clinton's numbers, and that's not a pretty scene right now. So I get the whole political peril, but there comes a time where politics just has to go to the back seat, and you've got to do it. I have to say, though, I have heard a lot of people raising concerns about Governor Dalrymple. I hear it every day. I hear people say, what's the deal? Where is he? What's going on? You guys need a governor. Come on, get this. You know, I hear it a lot. So a lot of this is being put at his feet. I think as much belongs at her feet, but I don't think the federal government's going to do anything. So as much as it would be nice if she was at least agitating and using the opportunity to try and get them to act, I'm not holding my breath. Appreciate the call, Ted. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Texter says, I agree. Too nice. Another texter says, who wrote Measure 4? I don't know, but I think it's people who want a lot of money, and they want to use a dislike of tobacco products. And a little kind of a cutesy game they're playing where, hey, veterans are going to get some of this money. But Measure 4 is a bad idea. It's a bad idea. It's, you know, the smoke police will stop at nothing to try and get more pots of money to pay lawyers and pay people for all kinds of things. It's a giant slush fund with a 400% tax increase. Whether you like smoking or not, bad idea. And I don't know who wrote it, but worth asking. We'll check into it. More coming up from HusFest today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuser of Marion. The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, consists of 70 automated weather stations distributed among prime agricultural locations across North Dakota and border regions. The NDON Center is part of the NDSU Soil Science Department. The primary benefits of this weather station network is to develop an array of agricultural models. The models help producers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. These decisions help save producers both time and money. The NDON website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models. Log on to ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu to access this useful website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
What allows you to be mobile? Well, things like phones and tablets, right, for be mobile, and you know Verizon is that, but they're more than just phones and tablets. They're also about a great new technology called Hum. It is the perfect tool that makes your car smarter and safer. Todd, I'm hoping they make one for you and me. You know, if they make us smarter and safer, then we'd really be in good shape. But so far, the car gets the lion's share of the benefit here.
We're talking about an entire choir of Hums to make me smarter. But,
I think so. Me too. Yeah. Roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if you have someone in your home getting a license, you get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck. They're here in Minot. We're at the Husfest today. Please come by and say hi. Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botano in North Dakota, and Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes. BeMobile.com for a location near you. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right, let me just take one more call on our previous topic. Get Dennis and Bismarck in here. 800-228-0550. Emails welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd 701-226-8503. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, I'm wondering why some of the only charges that have been filed have been trespassing when you have masked individuals coming up to farmyards. I mean, that appears to be terrorizing to me. And you look at, could they be charged with a hate crime? If this was happening anywhere else, they would probably be being charged with hate crimes because they're attacking certain individuals. And as far as harassing these farmers and people coming down the road, if they want to protest the pipeline, that's one thing. But because it's going across somebody's land to terrorize them, the government could have taken their land for eminent domain to get the pipeline across. They're better off leasing the land than having it taken from them. They aren't the people to be punished.
Well, yeah, there was no eminent domain used anywhere in North Dakota by Dakota Access Pipeline. All of these were,
in situations where...
Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, where is private property rights being defended? Right? If I have a farm or a ranch, and you are on my property illegally, you just broke the law. And by the way, if you're taking a picture, and if you're jumping on my pickup, and if you're stopping my products from getting to market, you are terrorizing. You're absolutely right. Now, the challenge is, you know, these people are in the shadows. And being hidden by people who claim this is all peaches and cream peaceful protests, which it's obviously not. Which is why, again, some law and order needs to reign here to weed this stuff out. But it's a very good point, Dennis. I don't fault law enforcement for not doing it only because I think there's a lot less of them than there is of others. Manpower is absolutely needed here. No doubt about it. you know, I am frustrated. I am exhausted. I am, from the standpoint of the show, trying to say, look, there's other things going on. We've got to balance that. I mean, we have a Hoost Fest today. Hoost Fest is a blast. And, you know, what are people talking about? Farmers and ranchers are done. They're fed up. I mean, the farm and ranch community is really fed up because a number of people have come forward now, and the stories are getting out. They were being quiet because they were fearful. Now they're just like, I have to speak out so that something gets done. And I think the law and order crowd needs to say enough, enough. We demand a resolution of our elected leaders. We demand it. And, you know, look what law enforcement's going through. I think they're being asked to walk on eggshells, too. It's dangerous stuff. So we're gonna stay on it. We have a number of people who have come to us. One, a security officer that has seen some things that have not been reported, that has been relayed to the Native American community. They acknowledge it's bad. We have the same thing coming from farmers and ranchers. This story's building. So a resolution either fixes it and quick, or this gets more difficult by the day. But I think enough people have had enough that a resolution is going to be demanded of elected leaders, law enforcement, and everybody. And law enforcement needs more resources. That's very obvious. Get it done. Feds aren't going to do it. They're not going to do it. So get law enforcement more help, period. Maybe it's time to have the National Guard have more of a law enforcement presence rather than just checkpoints. I don't know, but a resolution is necessary. 800-228-0550 for your opinions on that today. Certainly welcome on the program. As I mentioned, we are right next to where they make the cookies for Touchstone Energy. And if you tell anybody that comes to those festivals, the cookies, they go, oh, the cookies. So they're baking them right now, right next to us. So follow your nose to the, oh, these just marvelous cookies that are here. And take advantage of them. And we're also going to tell you a little bit about some of the things that our hosts are up to as well. That, of course, is Touchstone Energy Cooperative. We have the folks from Basin Electric here today on the program. A little later on, Ryder Cup update. We have our own Steve Holstrom down at Ryder Cup. We're going to tell you about rodeo finals in Bismarck this weekend and a neat thing they're doing for our law enforcement. So looking forward to that. And we also have Clint Hill. Clint is a member of the Secret Service detail, actually of Jackie Kennedy. It was Jackie Kennedy's security detail and was in Dallas the day President Kennedy was shot. He's written about that, talked about that. It's an amazing, amazing story. And has since written other books about this, including Five Presidents. So we're going to talk with him about that. Then Williams and Reed, the Indian and the white guy. We'll put them on the spot in Dakota Access. Maybe we solve this with humor coming up. Right now, welcome Kurt Pearson. Kurt's the Director of Media and Community Relations for Basin Electric Power Co-op. Nice to see you again, Kurt. How are you?
I'm very good. Good morning, Scott.
This is kind of fun to be near the cookies, isn't it?
It is. You know, Todd might be at world headquarters of KFYR, but we're at the world-famous Norse Goose Fest, and they just brought cookies, and I see you just grabbed a tasty...
I thought while you were talking, I could maybe have a quick bite since they brought a couple right out. It's crumbling. It's so darn fresh, you know, right out of the oven.
Todd, you're missing the cookies.
No, it's right about
you're
that,
right, I'm missing him. I'm missing him big time. I had some on Wednesday, but yeah, I am missing them right about now.
Really sorry you're missing them, Todd, all years.
You know, sorry, Scott, I was trying to help you out there and get you one more bite by talking a little bit longer than I might otherwise have, and now I'm trying to help you finish that cookie so you don't
have the temptation
sitting in front of you there.
A little gooey, very good, but very good. Hey, it's co-op month. One of the reasons we're celebrating, right?
Yeah, October is co-op month, and Basin Electric is a rural electric cooperative. And the listeners of your station probably don't even understand how many co-ops they interface with on a daily basis. And a good way to find that out is just go to WikiLeaks, go out and Google, search on 2016 National Co-op Month. The list of co-ops that you buy products from or you use in your daily life will just amaze you. And Basin Electric and our 138 rural electric cooperatives all adhere to those co-op principles of democratic member control, economic participation, training, education, and cooperation among cooperatives. You know, when a storm comes through and the overhead lines go down, which happened to Morgrand Sioux Electric a few years ago, co-ops from all over the nation mobilize their repair crews, and they come into North Dakota to help each other out. That's that cooperation among cooperatives.
Rich heritage in North Dakota of co-ops, for sure, and a big celebration in October. Basin Electric has been a sponsor here for 22 years, And, of course, Basin Electric employees and their retirees play a major role in cooking the cookies, or baking the cookies, I guess, right?
Yeah, sitting here in the booth, Scott, I can see retirees, I can see employees I know, and employees from 15 different co-ops around the region come in to volunteer their time.
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. We also have the souvenir buttons that people collect, and by all means, stop by and get one of those at the Touchstone Energy Cooperative booth.
Come see us. What's new at Basin? I've been hearing a little bit about this this innovative center you have in Wyoming. Tell us about that.
That's something that Basin's proud to be a host. We have one of the latest coal-fired power plants that was built with some of the latest and greatest technology. It's the Dry Fork Station north of Gillette, Wyoming. And we are the host site for the Integrated Test Center, or the ITC. That is a project sponsored and promoted by Governor Matt Mead of Wyoming. The Wyoming legislature put up about $15 million. They have had industry match. Basin Electric is the host, so we're giving a lot of engineering assistance, staff time, use of our facilities, etc. But the other participants include Tri-State G&T out of Thornton or Denver, and the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. So there's money put up, but the thing that's really exciting about this is you've got the Carbon XPRIZE Foundation, and they have a $10 million prize for a company that can find a way to have productive and profitable use of carbon dioxide. And so the Integrated Test Center, which is under construction now, is going to have six bays or six large test facilities where they will take an actual slipstream of the exhaust on a life-size real power plant, not just a bench test in a laboratory someplace, but this is real life. And they're going to be able to take that exhaust stream and apply their science and their technology and try to capture that carbon dioxide, convert it into something useful and profitable. We all know, we've heard of, you know, you can take carbon dioxide and you can enhance the oil fields, particularly oil fields in Canada. Basin has experience with that through our subsidiary, Dakota Gasification. But this is something new. This is a long-term play, Scott. We're looking at about 8 years worth of work ahead of us. And hopefully one or more of these companies will find a way to make productive use of carbon dioxide. Now, granted, that is Wyoming sub-bituminous coal. It's different than North Dakota lignite. But perhaps the technology could convert, if something is found, could convert over to North Dakota lignite. We've got hundreds of years of resources in the ground, and wouldn't it be just awesome if we could find a way to use coal that is even more environmentally sensitive?
So why can't Great Plains Sinfield claim the $10 million, right? Because you're already doing the carbon capture, as you mentioned, right? This history where we ship it in the pipeline to Canada.
The big difference is a synthetic natural gas plant like the Great Plains Sinfield's plant, you can capture carbon off that technology. But for a what we call conventional coal-fired power plant, there's no technology available to do that. We use the words like commercially viable. In other words, there's no company that will come to Basin Electric or any other electric utility that has a coal-fired power plant. There's no company that will come to us and say, we have a technology that will work. You can retrofit it on your existing plant. We guarantee it's going to work with this parameters and at this cost. So there's no commercially viable product out there. Hopefully, with some time with the great scientists and engineers that are going to come in to Gillette, Wyoming, and test their product in a real-life situation, hopefully we can find a way to continue to use coal for decades, hundreds of years into the future.
That sounds great. I mean, that's one of the things I don't think the industry gets enough credit for, all the innovation and things you're doing like that to get coal cleaner all the time, right? I mean, the Clean Power Clean Power Plan punishes North Dakota without any recognition of the investment going into make.
That's right. And in North Dakota, the alum cycle, which is a pretty interesting. It's a completely new process, and you're going to hear more about that, but as the legislature continues to support it, working with EERC at Grand Forks, that's an entirely new kind of process that could capture carbon.
Sounds like we need to head to Wyoming. Get under the hood there a little bit. It's exciting stuff for Basin Electric. Thanks so much, Kurt.
You're very welcome. Thanks for being here.
A future What's On Your Mind is in the works, ladies and gentlemen. Plus, I've never been to Wyoming. Go figure. More coming up after this. We're going to go to a Ryder Cup.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week, special guest Val Fisher of the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction discusses the importance of preparing for possible security threats.
School prevention of violence, whether it be in the workplace or in the school, is not always a matter of having the high-tech bells and whistles. It's really a matter of awareness and prevention and knowing your surroundings. It's a matter of having policies that are very clear and that are enforced. It's a matter of role modeling, and it's a matter of doing a lot of things so that students in particular have that trusted adult and that they are engaged in the school preparation, planning, and assessment of where are your exits, who are your partners, what type of risks could possibly happen, and being prepared and having that awareness so that you don't believe that you are oblivious that this would never potentially happen in a small school.
For more information on violence planning and management, go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can't tell a lie, as George Washington said. I just had another cookie. All right, here, courtesy of the...
Well, they keep waiting on her.
Thank you, Michael. That's very nice of you. Yeah. And
of course, in your defense, like, they're somewhat small cookies, right? So there's not like you're having, you know, enormous-sized cookies.
I only had 50 cookies, but they were small. Yeah. So come on by and see us, folks, live at the Hoost Fest today on What's On Your Mind. Busy program, a lot going on. Steve Hallstrom is covering Ryder Cup for us. North Dakota, of course, ended up in the... spotlight yesterday in a fun way. Steve, how's things going on down there for our special broadcast from Ryder Cup brought to you by Shields?
Well, there's a lot of excitement here today, Scott. Of course, day one of the Ryder Cup coming to the Minneapolis area. And the upper Midwestern folks love their golf. And so far, the U.S. is up in three matches. Europe is up in one. So everybody's pretty fired up down here, Scotty. And I can just tell you that really the story is the world has come to the Twin Cities this week. And many countries, many languages here at Hazleton National, where Europe is looking to win its sixth Ryder Cup in the last seven tries. And this Ryder Cup is brought to you, Ryder Cup update is brought to you by Shields. The country of Ireland has a long history in the Ryder Cup. Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland is considered one of the kingpins of the European team. More than 30 years ago, another Irishman, Des Smith, was one of the European stars. He played in two Ryder Cups and later went on to be an assistant captain. I had a chance to ask him about the emotions he feels this week with a new Ryder Cup about to begin.
It's fantastic. I can't wait for tomorrow morning. You know, we've been here a few days now, and of course we're scrambling around looking for the bits of stories. But the build-up has been great. The excitement is building. Now that the ceremony is over, the opening ceremony, you know, we're down to business. And as friendly as all the players might have been the last few days, you're going to see a different face tomorrow. These guys have come here, all of them, both sides, to do a job. You know, the Americans desperately want to get this Ryder Cup back. And, of course, we're on a roll as Europeans, and when you have somebody on the run, it's best to keep them that way.
Tell me about the emotions of playing in this event. You're playing for your country. You're playing for your continent. You're playing for yourself. How do you handle that pressure as a competitor?
Well, you have to put that behind you now. You know all that, and that'll come into play on the first tee, especially for the rookie players. The more experienced players, they're over that moment of trepidation, if you want to put it like that, because as a rookie, that first Ryder Cup shot is really something special. You never forget it. I can still remember it. But it's down to business tomorrow, and it's going to be a great match. I'm really looking forward to it.
What are some of the major storylines in your mind as this Ryder Cup begins?
Well, the first match there, you've got probably your strongest player and our strongest player. I'm calling that as an even match, unless, of course, Jordan Spieth could start holding those putts as he's renowned for, so he might pull that one out. But the matches look great. I fancy us in the second match, and I'm happy to say I'm with that match, and I've always brought Rory McIlroy a lot of luck. I think the third match is pretty evenly matched, and I fancy you in the last match. So, you know, I think that we could be looking at even Stephen tomorrow. I hope so. Anyway, I know the Europeans, not that they're afraid, but as a European fan, I'd be a bit worried, because the Americans are fired up for this, and if they get momentum early on, I think they could run away with this. So I'd like us to stay nicely tucked in like a horse before the last lap. And I think if we can keep it close going into the singles, well, then it's going to be a hell of a match.
You've got obviously a soft spot in your heart for Rory McIlroy, knowing where he's from, yourself as well. Tell me a little bit about him, though. He is the one everybody's gunning for in these Ryder Cups. And if the Americans can take Rory McIlroy down, it bodes well for them. What kind of pressure does Rory play these events under?
Yeah, I'm sure he does play, of course, under pressure. It was like when Tiger Woods was playing. He's a vice captain this time because of his injuries. But, you know, Tiger was one of the targets for Europe. If you could take Tiger out, well, that'd be a big boost to the confidence of the rest of the team. So I'm sure that's the way the Americans are thinking. It's just the reason I feel he and Andy Sullivan can pull this off tomorrow. Rory's a long straight hitter. Andy's not as long, but a very straight hitter. And they have great short games. I think they're going to be a very formidable team tomorrow.
This is a beefy course, the way they have it set up and the length. Does it favor one team over the other, do you think?
Nah, not really. There are big hitters on both sides. You know, we've a few very long hitters. Obviously, you've got Dustin Johnson, probably the longest of both teams. I don't think it'll favor. You still have to hit it in the fairway if you want to score and if you want to shoot low numbers and get birdies to win holes. I don't see any great advantage on either side from that.
Do you see this coming down as one team as a favorite going in, one team as an underdog? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, on the balance, I think you have to favor the U.S. team because they've only two rookies. They've established experienced players. They've been beaten and they don't like it. And I think they're out to turn the tide of this run that the Europeans have been having.
Well, there's nothing like talking golf with an Irishman, that's for sure. The morning matches are underway. The United States leads in three of them. Europe leads in one of them.
I fancy conversations with guys from Ireland, actually. I fancy that.
And they don't like it when they lose, so it's always fun. Our Ryder Cup updates are brought to you by Shields. Since 1902, Shields has been the retailer for all your sporting good needs in North Dakota. Golf season is almost behind us, so gear up for this fall's hunted Shields. From duck calls to boots to trail cameras, Shields has everything you need to make your hunt the most memorable. When it comes to gear and expert advice, the good folks at Shields say we're right there with you, right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and more. So
stay tuned, folks, by the way, because we're going to talk about the most famous North Dakotan at Ryder Cup next hour. Stay tuned.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What I love about bull hunting is the challenge, the physical challenge, the mental challenge. I love the fact that it's not easy. 12 years it took me to shoot a trophy whitetail buck. That's what I breathe, eat, sleep, bow hunting. When I'm working with a customer, I want my passion to rub off on them. I am Brandon Carlson, and I'm one of the archery experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
The 10th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference is Tuesday, October 11th. Register today, hosted at the National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College Campus. Topics of the day include global oil outlook, clean energy, state and national energy policies, and regional transmission and marketing constraints. I'll be there live to discuss the day's events on What's on Your Mind. Go to energynd.com/events. Registration fee is $95 through Tuesday, October 6th, so register now. Go to energynd.com/events.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.